We've reduced our population in the correctional facility substantially so that we can have more social distancing within a closed confine, which you can imagine is not an easy thing to do when you're dealing with a correctional facility. You can't, unfortunately, let everybody out on furlough or early release. Some people have done crimes that just they can't be released. So it has stabilized. I know our wardens are doing an incredible job there. It's a difficult job and not something I would want to be working on every day now for the last, whatever it's been, 50 days. Because it's also a matter of people are still committing crimes, so then the courts and everybody have to make decisions on putting people into jail. And sometimes there's no other choice. Somebody commits a horrific crime, they have to go to jail. They have to be held.
What have the numbers been like for the inmates, though?
The inmates' numbers, I believe, are like, I think there was a total of 11 cases in the jail. Unfortunately, two of our inmates had passed away. This was a while ago.
And that was early on. We talked.
That was
right
early
after
on.
That
we've already reported
on
that.
When you say that it stabilized, when you say that it stabilized, it means that whatever you were doing in terms of getting some of those folks out of there and then doing isolating within the county jail, that worked as far as not spreading to the other inmates.
It did work. Yes. Yeah. So I'm looking at the report here right now. So we did have 18 staff that were tested positive. Wow. 10 have recovered and are back to work. So there's 8 that are still out. But there's nothing new. This report is the same as it was, I believe, a week ago for me.
Right.
So what we're doing up there is working. The medical staff is staying on top of it and keeping people separated that are infected, keeping them away from the people that have not tested or show no symptoms, I should say. It's difficult, to say the least.
Yeah. All right. Well, Matt Osterberg, thank you so much for joining us. We're just about out of time, but as far as the food program goes, should we still be directing people to talk to the area office on the aging for food assistance?
Absolutely. Yeah, the seniors need to reach out to the Area Agency on Aging. I know that they're providing lots of Meals on Wheels during this. Our food pantries, my understanding, are doing well. They can always use more donations. So, you know, people in Pike County, if you can make donations to the food pantries, it's a really good cause. It won't go to waste. And we just urge everybody to continue to follow the practices of social distancing. You know, we're hopefully in another week or two we'll be, you know, starting to see things open up, and everybody just stay safe and well.
Okay, and I'm going to just give that phone number real quick for the Area Agency on the Aging for Pike County, where you should go to if you're needing assistance with food, is 570-775-5550. That's 775-5550, 570-775-5550. 5550, and you're also taking donations as well. Matt Osterberg, Chairman of the Pike County Commissioners, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Okay, and that was our interview for the first hour. Matt Osterberg, Chairman of Pike County Commissioners. I understand we may have had some technical difficulties, and the first half of that interview was cut off.